This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's quite wonderful to live in a region where rain is so celebrated, to live where summer monsoon is a topic of discussion. I mean, oh my goodness, monsoon moisture is anticipated, so anticipated, that summer rainfall is discussed months before it's supposed to happen. And we live through the heat of May and June talking and dreaming monsoon, all the glorious things that'll happen when rain falls on arid land. Flora and fauna respond as they have for a kabillion years. Humans celebrate, sometimes in very old traditional ways, or maybe something a little more modern, as in jump in a puddle and splash. Sounds wonderful. So give me some monsoon. Give me muggy. Give me sticky. Give me wet. Hey, on a recent hot, muggy, and sticky day, Ms. Mosquiti and I headed west to the Dragon Mountains, to an area where we had seen spring wildflowers. I mean, it's always interesting to return to places and see what's going on now, right? What plants are in seed? What birds are singing? What reptiles are hiding out, right? So binoculars, lunch, and lots of water are the ticket. And off we go into the hills. And we end up on this road that it had poured up in those mountains, rained, and the road was now an arroyo. And we went through an oak, juniper, pinyon woodland, nolinas and yuccas and sotals and agaves and sumacs and hop trees. We park under a large Arizona white oak and wander up a rocky slope slowly. Slowly. Study the plants, study the ground, admire everything, right? Ooing and aahing. Look at the seed on the rattany. Oh, wow, 10, 11, 12 small palmer agaves under a little leaf sumac. What's that about? Seed stalks on Pinstemon dazifilis. And Ms. Mosquiti says, Peter, look at this. She calls me Peter. I wander across the slope to where she points out a plant emerging from the earth, 8-9 inches tall, new leaves, maroon, purplish, palmate leaves, pink flowers. What in the world? Oh, of course, Jatropha macrorhiza emerging. Oh, man, how cool is that? Big old palmate leaves. Well, they're small when they're emerging like that, and maroon as they emerge, but emerging from its macrorhiza, from its big root. Four species of Jatropha in southern Arizona. It's in the spurge family, Euphorbiaceae. This species, Macrorhiza, will get a couple feet tall. Oh man, it'll turn green. It's not always going to be maroon. It turns green as it grows. We wandered around and found a few more on that slope, some tiny ones just popping from earth. Oh, I forgot to tell you that Jatropha Macrorhiza is dioecious. So male and female flowers on different plants, a boy plant and a girl plant. I mentioned the showy pink flowers, and they lead to a small three-lobed fruit on the female. Duh. The genus name, Jatropha, a combination of a couple Greek words meaning physician and food. Well, not this particular plant, okay? And Macrorhiza, I told you, big root. But isn't it wonderful? This crazy beautiful Jatropha, Macrorhiza, emerging from the earth on a hot, muggy, sticky day in the desert hills. Oh, man. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.